So in this session, we're going to look at the six phases of the simple leadership spiral. And let's start with phase one, perspective. Interestingly, this phase is the newest addition to our framework. For several years, we functioned without it, and we realized that many leaders were still struggling, and then we figured out why. Many leaders don't understand what it's like to be on the other side of them, what it's like to live and work on the other side of them. And so this first phase helps us to better understand how we're naturally wired and what it's like to live and work on the other side of us. And when we're better prepared with this heightened awareness, we're better able to connect with people in relationship and develop our influence. And then respect goes up and our impact goes up with our family, with our friends, with our team members, inside our organization, and outside our organization. So the first phase is all about helping us to become more aware, to better understand our natural wiring, and to understand what it's like to live and work on the other side of us. And this phase is foundational to all of the other phases. If we miss this phase, if we don't understand what it's like to live and work on the other side of us, we'll struggle in all of the other phases. And so this one is really important. Phase two is purpose. To find fulfillment in our life and work, every person, every leader must be able to clearly understand what's most important in life and how they can achieve those things, how their work fits into their overall life. The tool that we use in phase two is writing out a simple personal plan. And the exercise of writing out a simple personal plan has been transformational to the life and work of so many leaders. As we work with people every day, every week, we explain how a simple personal plan has brought dramatic improvements to the life of thousands of people all over the world. And we walk you through a simple guide and a simple process so you can experience the freedom and health that you crave. Then phase three is path. To be effective in your work, you need clarity about where you're headed. Here's what we mean. If you're not sure where you're headed, then you can't get there, right? So why is it that we're trading a substantial part of our life every day to serve our organization? Is our current work worth the time and energy that we're putting into it? Where are you headed? In phase three, we use the tool, the simple vision tool, to help us to think about where do we want to go with our work. So regardless of if our work is enjoyable and fulfilling, or if we dread going to work and working with our team every single day, this tool can help us get clarity about how to move forward in our work. Then phase four is plan. Once we have clarity about where we're headed, then we need to know the specific disciplines and outcomes and improvements that will move us forward. What should I be doing on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annual basis to move forward with the vision, to move forward toward fulfilling, life-changing, marketplace-altering work? So in phase four, we develop a simple one-page roadmap for daily, weekly, monthly success. Then phase five, prepare. And this is where most of us get stuck because it's where most of life and work happen. Phase five is all about managing priorities and making decisions. And in phase five, we learn to use simple tools to effectively manage our schedules and make regular decisions about how and when I should move forward. Then phase six. Phase six is people. And this is where we ask, who is speaking into each phase? Who is helping me think through what it's like to live and work on the other side of me in phase one? What's most important in my life in phase two? Who is helping me evaluate where I'm headed in phase three? And who is helping me think systematically through what I want to be doing in phase four? And who's speaking into how and when I manage my day-to-day priorities and decisions in phase five? See, phase six is the hardest for most leaders because more than 70% of leaders say they have zero close friends. Not less than five or less than 10, zero, none. And because we're not getting regular feedback, so much of our time is consumed by activities that are of little value and low importance. And at some point we realize, I'm wasting a lot of time. And so we decide that we want to improve efficiency, or we want to improve effectiveness, or we want to work through changing our behaviors and habits, or we work through improving leadership skills. And yes, we need to work on all of those things, and all of those things are included in phase five. But here's the deal. You cannot effectively prioritize your day in phase five until you can clearly see what items are most important for your schedule and your calendar in phase four. And you can't adequately set up your calendar until you identify the behaviors and the disciplines that will allow you to succeed in phase four. And you can't create an effective business plan or an effective plan roadmap for your work until you can clearly articulate your vision for the future of your work or for your organization or for your team, what you see accomplishing in phase three. And you can't discover and clarify your vision for your work until you know how you want your career and your organization and your work to fit in your overall life in phase two. And you can't effectively understand how your work should fit into your overall life if you haven't first discovered who you are and how you're naturally wired and what it's like to live and work on the other side of you in phase one. And so it's easy for us to see why we struggle. See, all of life feels so complex and overwhelming because many people have skipped fundamental steps or phases that, when given a little attention, simplify their life, their work, for the rest of their lives. And so as you think about the phases, how your life and your work play out, we need every one of them. We need to be making these simple fundamental decisions that automate thousands of other decisions for us, for our team members, for our organizations, for our children, for our spouse. And yet most people have never considered even their foundation. They've never stopped to think about phase one perspective. What is it like to be around me? What is it like to be on the other side of me? And as a result, their entire life and their life's work feels all screwed up. That afternoon when I stood in the kitchen with my wife, I was stuck in phase five, trying to keep all the balls in the air, trying to make decisions and manage priorities without the solid foundation of phase one and phase two and phase three and phase four. I was trying to keep it all together, and I was running over my family. I was running over my team. See, many executives, many entrepreneurs, many leaders that we've worked with, they go to bed every night and they woke up every morning thinking about, how am I going to get through all these emails? And how am I going to help my team members? And how am I going to stay on track with my schedule? And how am I going to generate more income? Or how can we make more revenue? How can we get more productive and more effective? And they spend all day tracking projects and chasing people and going from meeting to meeting. And at some point, discouraged and disillusioned, they try to figure out why they're not being more effective, why the work is no longer fulfilling. Their responsibilities and their work and their relationships become significantly more challenging and significantly more complex if we haven't worked through the six phases. As we've worked with organizations and leaders, we've learned that phase six is where the magic happens. But many people, they skip phases one through four, and they want to stay and work and manage and put out the fires in phase five, never making it to phase six, because we have so much to do. And when we get stuck in phase five, and we all do it, we miss out on the deep, meaningful relationships in our life, and we miss out on the richness and fulfillment that could be in our work. And without those deep, meaningful relationships, and without the fulfillment in our work, we're going to burn out. You cannot withstand the challenges of your life and your work without it. It's as simple as that. And so learning how to navigate the six phases is so important for us. What people are looking for is a leader who just took a look in the mirror and decides to step up and say, my bad, it was me, and it's been me all along. And they say, yeah, we saw you. Thank you for admitting it. Now let's move forward. Now, if the leader keeps doing it, they're going to say, get her out of here. But when people admit their mistake, respect goes up. Influence goes up with that person. And so as you think about the six phases, are you responsive or are you resistant? Are you willing to say, hey, I messed up. I'm sorry. When you do, your influence will increase. And so when you put it all together, what we're doing is helping you look at yourself, look at your life, look at your work in the mirror and ask, what is my current reality? What are my behaviors? How do I interact with people? How do I spend my time? How many people feel like they have to endure their work so they can get away from it just to enjoy the rest of their life? But it's possible to enjoy your life and your work. And if you're going to be able to do it, it'll have everything to do with making these simple decisions in phase one, in phase two, in phase three, and phase four that help us with thousands of other decisions in our daily life and work. And it's then that we realize the fun and fulfillment in life and work can be off the charts. It all depends on you learning how to navigate the six phases of simple leadership. And if you implement it, if you put it in place, it'll work wonders in your family. It'll transform your team culture. It can bring transformation to your company, but you've got to apply it. So we want to start right now. Let's take this simple assessment. And the question we want you to answer is, of the six phases, which do you think will be the most challenging for you? Phase one, you might say, I could benefit from more self-awareness by better understanding what it's like to live and work on the other side of me. Or is it phase two? I struggle with who or what's on the other side of me. Or is it phase three? I don't have clarity about where I'm headed with my work or with my career or what I want to do with my life's work. Or is it phase four? I don't know which actions to prioritize in order to move forward with my goals or my vision. What about phase five? I get stuck managing life and work, all the things that come at me on a day-to-day basis. And because I'm working on all those things, I don't have time to work on the other phases. Or is it phase six? I really don't have the right people speaking into my life and work on a regular basis. So select one of those, write it down so we can work on it, and we'll see you in the next session.